Glacier Climate Action is what member Steve Thompson calls an ad hoc citizens group of people who came together out of a common concern about climate change.
Just people coming together that they're sort of tired of the dithering that is on the most important, most consequential issue really since humanity has walked this earth. 300,000 years, here we find ourselves living during this period where we're at a crossroads.
Thompson of Whitefish says similar groups have sprung up across the nation and the state. On Saturday, there are at least 13 communities across Montana rallying to support climate solutions. Thompson says Montana is in a unique position to be part of the problem and part of the solution.
You know, the first rule when you find yourself in a deep hole is to stop digging. Well, we need to stop digging coal and exporting it to China. So that's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation is the huge opportunity for renewable energy production and local solutions.
Thompson says Saturday's event will have a focus on what's happening in Montana with alternative energy development and the potential for other solutions to climate change problems. Through the day, there will be rallies in Columbia Falls and Whitefish, a roundtable discussion at the Salish Kootenai College in Pablo, a gathering and conversation about climate change in Big Fork, and the Kalispell Rally at Depot Park will feature the Tropical Montana Marimba Ensemble. The capstone event in the evening in Whitefish is combining science with presentations from U.S. Geological Survey scientists Dan Fagry and Lisa McKean on their research documenting the shrinking glaciers in Glacier National Park, as well as music and presentations by artists. One of those artists is Diane Burko, who has spent the past 40 years photographing and painting monumental and geologic phenomena. Big mountains, glaciers, and the Grand Canyon are among her projects, but her focus narrowed in on glaciers in 2006. During Burko's research, she came upon a site about repeat photography and found the work being done in Glacier Park. Scientists have been snapping photos of the park's glaciers and comparing them to historic photos taken at the same spot. What they're seeing is a lot more rock, a lot less glacier.
And the whole concept of being able to see a glacier change within 100 or 150 years, right before my eyes, by these chronological images just blew me away. I said, wow, there it is in a nutshell. And that was the beginning of my adventure, my Politics of Snow project, and it sort of brought me where I am today.
Today, Burko counts trips to both poles, as well as Glacier National Park, where she has taken pictures and created artwork to tell the story of what's happening with the ice and snow. Part of her work involves collaborating with the scientists conducting the climate change research. She says they look at it as outreach.
In other words, how do you explain something as invisible, really, as climate change to the public? How can you get the idea across? And, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So somehow I've been able to incorporate their recessional lines, their facts, and making them into art seems to be more compelling for an audience. You know, sometimes you just can't get the whole picture by looking at a graph.
Thompson says all the coordinated events on Saturday are coming from local efforts. He says in this way it echoes the first Earth Day in 1970. He describes it as something that came from the ground up, forcing elected officials to take notice.
And really what we're trying to do is spark a movement. You know, we're not seeing our so-called elected leaders or opinion leaders stepping forward to confront this huge challenge. So the citizens are doing it on our own. Maybe if the citizens lead, the leaders will follow.
The Whitefish event, Stories from the Mountain, Songs from the Soul, starts at 7:30 at the O'Shaughnessy Center and costs $5 at the door. Katherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.